CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Various service delivery issues have come up at a presidential imbizo in the south of Durban. Locals have gathered in Umgababa to tell the president and his cabinet about their concerns. There were a few hiccups at the start of the presidential imbizo, with KZN Premier Thaminduli's speech to residents being paused by sound system issues. The crowd filled the silence by breaking out in chants and songs as they pointed at the president. Once the problems were solved and the program resumed, crime, unemployment, the rising cost of living and matters concerning education were some of the issues raised. Cyril Ramaphosa and members of his cabinet say they are there to listen to residents of eThekwini about the issues they face on a daily basis. The troubled municipality is one of the metros the president has been keeping a keen eye on as it tries to deal with a myriad of problems. Six fuel trucks en route to South Africa from Mozambique have been diverted as violent protests continue in the neighboring country. The Border Management Authority's Commissioner Mike Masiabato explains.
Because if people don't understand, they can easily go tamper with the petroleum things and the whole thing can explode and people will die in numbers. That is why we had to take those ones out of Mozambique. We put them here until everything is stabilized. Then we can be able to make a determination.
Demonstrations erupted in Mozambique after the results of the October 9th elections were announced, returning Frelimo to power. There have been allegations of vote rigging, with the leader of the opposition also insisting he is the winner of the election. At least 30 people have been killed in the violence. There's also been widespread looting as well as severe damage to infrastructure. At the same time, the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency says it remains hopeful the ongoing unrest will be resolved soon. This as travellers have had to cancel or postpone their trips to Mozambique. Agency spokesperson Simpiwe Shungube says the local economy is also affected by the rioting.
We also have some of our tour operators from Mpumalanga. As you are aware that we are promoting the Thailand countries, like we want people to have a breakfast in Mpumalanga, they have lunch in the Mozambique and have supper in the Kingdom of Eswatini. So that route is affected as we speak. However, we hope that very soon things will be back to normally and people will be able to visit these countries.
And Spain was soaked in its wettest October on record last month, which culminated in catastrophic floods that have killed 219 people. Dozens more are still missing. Officials say an average of 147 millimeters drenched mainland Spain, making it the wettest October since records began in 1961. The deluge was 189% above the 1991 to 2020 reference period for the month. Durban high of 28 tomorrow, Richards Bay 32, Pietermaritzburg 29.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Eben Etzebeth to captain the Springboks in a pretty changed side when they take on Scotland on Sunday. The Proteas begin their home summer in an hour against India at Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium, and Pakistan have thrashed Australia by 9 wickets to level the ODI series going into Sunday's decider.